Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Right? I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really. You know, I say that to you every day, and I don't mean to be repetitive. If you would. But seriously, you know, you become part of the solution when you get informed, when you engage, when you have a clue as to what's going on. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with asking you to be that, frankly. It always works out so much better when you turn everything on, doesn't it? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I said, be part of the conversation. Look, if you're not part of the conversation, as I started to say before, if you're not letting people know what's going on, if you're not waking people up, if you would, because there's people out there that trust you that don't trust anybody else, right? And when they trust you, when you're speaking with them, they may be more inclined to listen to what you have to say. Not necessarily believe every word that comes out of your mouth. They may think you're not well-informed enough. But at least you have their ear, and you can get them to think. I've always said, look, my job isn't to beat you over the head with words until you finally decide I'm right and you need to come over to my way of thinking. My job is to help you question why you think what you think. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, rent is too damn high party, whatever it is, why? Do you even know what you line up with? I have the same beef about political parties. Oh, Christians. Yeah, some of you just dropped over, right? I mean, my argument with some Christians is, why are you Christian? What do you know about what you believe? They don't know anything. All they know is that grandma was a Christian. Grandma went to a Christian church. Therefore, I must be a Christian because I go to a Christian church. Not how it works. Same thing with your party. Right? I was a Democrat all my life. You know, my grandmother was a Democrat. My grandmother's grandmother was a Democrat. So I'm a Democrat. No, actually, you're not. Or Republican or anything else for that matter. Why are you there? What do you believe in? And are you sure that what you believe is true? Really? So that's really what it is. Why do you believe what you believe? Prove it to yourself. So that you can defend. Look, if you tell me you're something and you don't even display anything that shows me you're what you say you are, and you can't back it up with words, then help me understand. Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. All right. The New York Fire Department, they backed down on the hunt for the firefighters who booed Letitia James. All the backlash, all the screaming and yelling, the attorneys that stepped up to go ahead and protect these people. Yeah, they did. We don't want to do this anymore. Right? So, you know, and you remember last week that group of firefighters that booed her? That were yelling Trump during her speech? Yeah, those are the ones that she was going to go after. This shows you what kind of person she is, right? And two Staten, now keep your eye on this. Because two Staten Island lawyers stepped up. They offered to help the firefighters for free. No money. Get it? Well, she can't beat no money. The fire department leader said that they are not investigating the firefighters who booed Letitia James. They wanted to make sure that everybody knew they weren't going to hunt them down. They weren't going to start asking rank-and-file members who jeered the Empire State's attorney. At no point has there been an investigation. Oh, God, don't you love when they do this? After saying they were looking for selective recall? At no point has there been an investigation, the members booing, and the New York Fire Department spokesman said. He contradicted reports, well-known reports, of an internal email from the brass that generated all this bad press. It got out there, right? Good. They need to feel the same amount, if not more, heat than others feel in other businesses or other jobs that are dominated by progressives. Make sure they feel the same heat. Don't let them get away with it. It's just nuts. I mean, thoroughly and totally nuts. That we're so afraid to say anything. We don't want to feel bad. I don't get it. You know, and today, Biden, we'll talk more about this later because I'm going to run out of time, but he gave Iran another $10 billion. How many nuclear missiles will that give them now? Right? And he'll use that money to try to crush Israel. We're trying to tell Israel how to fight a fight. We can't win, Jack. All right, let's see if Zoe can get me off the roof here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We we provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. As I always say, you know, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first so you don't sound like them. You know, so you don't say stupid stuff like climate change is real and all that, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Anyhow, I know, I gotta catch heck for that, but for those of you who know me, like, I care. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does, and you know, that could be his moniker too, right? Like, I care. you're there with
I don't
me.
Care.
Like, stop it. Just stop it, you know? Throwing all this stuff at me. Thinking like I'm going to believe what you say. Anyhow, how we doing?
Hey, man. It's all groovy up in here.
I got a call from another friend of mine that lives in Texas, although I know Texas is a very big state, almost its own country, telling me that she just, her car and everything, they got hit with softball-size hail. doing a lot of damage, chasing the cows back into the whatever, chasing the chickens in. I'm thinking, wow, you mean God didn't put in them to duck and dodge hail, really? I don't think so.
Nah, leave the cows out there for the hail. That way they can go out there and have some, they can have shakes and ice cream.
God. Well, listen, you'd be doing away with that global warming stuff, right? Because isn't cow gas, God.
Hey, man, these wannabe herbivores out there eating this overprocessed, they fart more than cows, dude.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay. Yeah. That was exciting. So I thought I'd entertain you for a second, and I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm going to try to play it anyhow. Not that you're going to be able to hear it, but here, let's see. This is a new song out. I will send a link for this later. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The lyrics say, Monday, can't get out of bed. Tuesday morning, pick up my meds. Wednesday, retail therapy, cash your credit. I say yes. Thursday, had a walk of shame. Didn't even know his name. Weekends are for kissing friends. Friday night, all overspend. Saturday, we flirt for drinks, playing wingman to our twinks. Sunday, the Twilight soundtrack, use my breakdown in the bath. This is Dylan Mulvaney and two of his buddies in their new video.
Video, I can hardly wait.
Oh, no, it gets better. The video is called Days of Girlhood. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I can hardly wait to contribute to the viral sensation that this is. Go and check it out. How many views does it have, man?
Oh, God, are you going to make me go look?
Yeah, so I don't have to.
Oh, let's see. How many views has it had so far? And we can't get five, right? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, right?
That's... Oh, 98,000 views.
90,000?
Yeah, 98,000 views.
And how long has it been up?
A day.
Oops.
Now, I mean, I just went and looked at it, you know, so I hate to say it, but I'm one of those 98,000, I'm sure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But so, there's something, there's nothing feminine natural going on in this video, I'm going to put it that way. It's very much a forced female thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely, man. And but you know, I guess that's the kind of things that gets hits. You know, he's got views. I put up a music video. I put up a bunch of them. I only get like a couple hundred views.
No, I know. I've told the story a million times, but we went from, you know, 10, 15, 20 thousand views an hour on Facebook down to like 100 overnight.
Yeah. Or yeah, 100 a week.
Yeah, like, right, pretty much, right? You know, and. You know, I always joke, you can't suck that bad.
Yeah, you know.
No matter how bad you are, it doesn't drop that quick.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's one of the reasons why it's like, for me, it's like, man, does my music... I mean, Dylan Mulvaney is getting almost 100,000 views. Dylan, I mean, this dude is getting almost... And I'm like, wow, man, is my music that flipping awful? Where it's like, this dude can get, like, thousands of views, and I can barely get, like, a couple of hundred. Does my music really suck that bad?
Oh. Well, at least, I mean, he should at least change his name to, like, Delania or something. You know, like one of those, you know, the pole dancing girl kind of thing, right? I'm just saying.
You just invented a whole bunch of girls out there named Delania.
Yeah. Ooh. You think there's some?
I almost hope so.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, ladies, if that's your name. I didn't mean to do it, but...
Dylan's kind of a gender-neutral name, kind of.
What, Delania?
No, Dylan.
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You're going to... Yeah. So, think about something here. He's been rewarded. Anheuser-Busch had to lay off hundreds of workers. They lost billions of dollars, right? All kinds of issues. I think one of the plants cut one of its, one of its work lines or whatever it was. All this, and we're rewarding this person for that. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Don't strive to be better. Just strive to ruin other people's lives.
You know, and of course, I'm being totally facetious when I say things like, man, what sort of deviltry, what sort of perverted stuff do we need to do, man, to, you know, but, of course, we ain't sellouts, Joe. We don't roll like that.
Well, let me tell you, my friend, in the last week, I've had some things happen. I've been talking to some of my Christian friends about, you know, how to make a change, how to get involved, things they could do. And let me just say, they ain't. They obviously have not found their Bible in decades. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I guess it's the cool thing to be a Christian because the cross looks nice around my neck, and I like the things that Jesus did. You know, I don't know how many people you go out around and you're talking to because you go to different events, but most Christians that I talk to, not go to church or know that they're active involved in church, there's no conviction and no real understanding for what they stand for.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, what is it that they like about Jesus? What did he do that they like so much?
He was a loving man. He had peaceful thoughts and peaceful ways about him. I live in California. You know what the nuts are like out here.
Yeah.
I can tell you all kinds of stuff they believe is true about Christ. None of them is that he is the only way. Anyhow, hey, we'll be back in a minute or two. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Alfonso, Rachel, Zoe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former Trump administration official, ex-Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, is assembling an investor group to purchase TikTok from ByteDance. The House recently passed a bill mandating the China-based company's sale of the app, or it faces a ban in the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent remarks on Israel have drawn criticism from Republicans. Schumer labeled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as an impediment to peace in the Israel-Hamas conflict and called for new elections in Israel during a Senate floor speech Thursday. House Speaker Mike Johnson denounced Schumer's comments as highly inappropriate and simply incorrect. Recent research in the British Journal of Sports Medicine reveals the most effective exercises for reducing blood pressure. Engaging muscles without vigorous movement, such as wall squats or planks, proves to be optimal for preventing and managing hypertension. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always Messina? No, Messina, actually, is the name. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have got Alfonso Rachel on with me. He is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and always a pleasure. So, you know, the Bible tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. I'm not so sure that this is where I need to go with this, but whatever. our illustrious vice president decided that she was going to explain to us what the duality to the nature of democracy is. So I hope you can hear this. Let me play it for you. God.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong. In terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it is very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it. Because.
There you go. It will only be as strong as us willing to fight for it. Did you hear any of that? Because I know sometimes it's hard to hear.
You know what? Whatever I can make out of it, man. Put Dylan Mulvaney back on. Play that song. I want to hear more Dylan.
Oh, God. The look in her face, and she is got it together, and she is teaching us something so deep and so profound that we can't figure it out because we're too dumb. Man, so she's got to explain it to us. God.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to back up to when you said, invoke scripture saying, you know, to give honor to who honor is due. And I'm all about that. The Lord said it, and I totally agree with it. It's the truth, whether I agree with it or not. Okay. But here's the thing. She has to be due honor, which she's not. It says to whom honor is due.
Yeah.
Is it evident that she is due honor?
Well, she was elected to that position, as we're told, fair and square, in one of the most secure elections in the history of these United States.
that is not true. Which wouldn't. I tell you what, though, man. But, you know, like when people be talking about, you know, our democracy, there's the threat to our democracy and our we're losing our democracy.
You're going to the same place I'm going to go. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what's up, man. Good. Yep. Good. It's like, yes, we're now, I'm not the kind of person who you know, beats my chest, be like, the government should be afraid of us and stuff like that. I'm not that kind of person because I know that the natural reaction to fear is to either try to control that which you fear or destroy that which you mm-hmm. fear. If we keep trying to talk about how these people should be afraid of us, they're not going to work that much harder to either destroy, I mean, to control us or kill us.
Yep.
But, you know, with this democracy, as we know the saying, you know, democracy is just two wolves and a sheep, you know, voting on who's going to be dinner. we're a republic. And you know, Joe, unfortunately, we got a whole bunch of Republicans out there who keep saying we're a democracy and we've got to defend them. Like you look on Fox News, it's always democracy, democracy. They promote Democrats for them. Yeah. It's like, no, man, we're a republic. All right. We have a fixed set of laws founded on the word of God that are not supposed to be messed with. And that's why the Democrats want a democracy, because they're so full of themselves that they want to be able to vote away what has been issued by God that we recognize and say that, you know what, these are our God-given rights, and you do not mess with these. And Democrats be like, uh-huh.
You can't use the word God. I mean, I still got the clip. I'm going to have to pull it up and keep it aside. But you still got the clip of Jerry Nadler. When somebody talked about God, God-given rights, yada, 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 all of a sudden, he starts banging the table. God has no place in this chamber.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you just walked into a place that has scripture all around it, in the building when the building was put up. It's got the Ten Commandments on one place. One of the buildings has the Ten Commandments inlaid in the floor. Okay? Yeah, you had up until, I don't know when it was, you had a Christian chaplain or a pastor do the opening prayer at every one of the starts of the congressional session. Yeah. Do these guys study anything? Do they have a clue of anything?
Well, sure, the stuff that they study and subscribe to, man, is a bunch of secular nonsense. But, you know, the thing is, yeah, when you're going to go in there and you're going to, you know, discuss policy and whatnot.
This is the reason why I...
Ooh.
Yeah, that was interesting. All right, go ahead.
Yep. You didn't know I was a ventriloquist, did you? But, you know, but what are they going to base their perspectives on? You know, is they go in there, it's like, you know, whether it's their own self-righteousness or some other stuff that they read that's not fixed and eternal, that this person didn't come up with this stuff and they built on this stuff and it's all man-made self-righteous nonsense anyway. So, yeah, you might want to go in there with a prayer and petition to the one who has the fixed and eternal moral law and the right perspective on these things rather than just, you know, we've got it figured out now.
Now, you can't, I keep saying this, and people keep laughing at me, but I'm not saying it to be funny, but you can't bring morality to the table, that table, and if you want to bring logic to the table, forget it. They really get triggered because they don't know what to do with it, right? The, you know, I don't know if you heard this recent story about Eric Swalwell's honeypot. Remember, what was her name? Fang Fang. Remember her? Right?
Yum Yum.
I mean, yum, yum, yum. God, stop it. She reemerged in Beijing. She's come forward. She says that she met with a Chinese journalist that she said that she was recruited by U.S. intelligence. Right? See, we know her to be a Chinese spy, right? So during the time she took part in the fundraising activity for Swalwell and the reelection campaign, she helped, what is it, place at least one intern in Swalwell's office. She said, again, that she was there, but she was brought in by the American, you know, CIA or what have you. And I'm thinking, wow, how she pops up right now, right, with everything going on here. And no, she wasn't a Chinese spy. She was actually an American spy.
Okay.
I just enjoy this too much.
Yeah, well, you know, in the Democrat global cronyism, that could work.
Okay.
Yeah, you could be the same. Sure. They in each other's pocket? Yeah.
I just think, like I said, I just think it's hilarious. You see these stories crop up, and you expected this. You and I both expected this. But you're seeing more and more of these stories, you know, crop up, you know, about these, like with Hunter. I'm surprised that Hunter is even going to waste the time going into court. And, you know, the FBI is taking him into court in California. And I guess, where is it, Maryland, because of how he bought the gun, right? And, yeah, he bought the gun. The gun had cocaine residue on it, and it was in a trash can across the street from an elementary school, okay? And on top of all of that, he lied on the federal application that says you will do jail time if any of your answers here are a lie. And one of the things was, are you on a controlled substance right now? And he's like, no, I don't use drugs.
Okay. Wow.
And you know what? He's still walking the streets free.
White privilege, brought to you by the Democratic Party.
There you go. Yeah, right? Yeah, there you go. That's okay, I can agree with you on that one.
And I tell you what, man, that's a problem. I mean, cocaine residue on the gun, Hunter be like, man, I can't get this cocaine deep enough up in there. What is he, pack that? Now, this is how you do some blow, right? Wow.
Oh, God. And do you know a pop star by the name of Olivia Rodrigo?
No, but that reminds me really quick. When you were playing that song when you were singing the lyrics, or not singing, you were reciting.
Yeah, please, give me. See, even you're laughing at me singing. I know better. When God wrote that line that said, make a joyous noise, yeah, he was thinking about me.
Yeah, singing Dylan Monet song. I'm sorry, you spoke it.
Thank you.
When you were reading the lyrics, you didn't tell me who it was. I thought it was just another Taylor Swift song.
Okay. You know, so the other day I was doing a story. I was with Sonia Schmidt doing a story on her, and I clicked one of those links where it says, you know, all her top songs, all her boyfriends are top. Now, I don't know how old she is, but she's had like 20 boyfriends. And every song is about what a piece of crap the boyfriend was. Every song.
She's for Joe Biden. She's for Joe Biden.
Well, she didn't get into the sniffing of the hair guys in her life. I don't know. But we'll be back. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Truly be part of the conversation. Because I want you, you know, it's not just wanting you to be part of the conversation so, you know, you're kind of on the show and talking with us. You need to be able to know what you're talking about when you get these people in front of you. You need to know how to push back on them for real so that they can't say, what you told me was wrong. I mean, let's not be them. I love to say that. Don't be them. Don't just throw stuff out there because you think it's going to sway them or get them to think differently. Don't do that. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, the Zopian Den, not what you think it is. all right, I won't go there. I'll be nice. All right, Zoe, you ready for this one? This one'll make you... I was going to say, this one will make you a little nuts. No, it's going to make you a lot of nuts, all right? So, I don't do this stuff, so I don't know this Olivia Rodrigo. But apparently she was with Joe. She's all with Joe Biden, all in with Joey B. And according to the National Review, she had partnered with the pro-abortion groups to ensure that fans who attend her concerts have access to abortion-related information services. And the pills, the abortion pills. Now, I was under the impression, you know, remember, these abortions are supposed to be safe and few, right? So let's just go passing out pills nilly-willy all over the place. Yeah. The Missouri Abortion Fund hosted a booth at Rodrigo's concert in St. Louis, Missouri. In addition to the heart-shaped Abortion Forever stickers, the group handed out, I mean, think about this. They're passing out love stickers in Killing a Child.
Wow.
Anyway, the group handed out the brand name drug, Julie. Now, that drug contains the active ingredient, no, I can't even get Lovorgestrel. Close enough. According to the National Institute for Health, it's commonly referred to as the morning after pill. It's taken when if taken within 72 hours after unprotected sex, it can reduce the risk of pregnancy by up to 87%. Now, of course, abstinence also reduces the risk of pregnancy, but we don't push that now, do we? I mean, this administration is bending over backwards to tell you not only can you be any sex you want to be, and that can be fluid, you can have sex anytime, anywhere, and at any age the way you want to be. Oh, and don't worry about it, because we got you covered. Even if you can't get an abortion in your state, we can send you a pill. They're all about moral demise and death.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a funny sticker to have. What is that, Abortion Forever? I mean, nothing says forever better than ending something's life, you know. Forever, I guess, you know.
Oh, God. Maybe they should have that heart look like it's been torn in pieces. What do you think?
Hey, well, that would be real, because that's kind of what happens.
You can't be real, dude. You're not allowed to be real. Don't you know that? Because, look, if they truly want the truth, I mean, if they really want the truth, if they really want the information, if they really want the, you know, because they're always talking about the propaganda, you know, we have biology classes in junior high and high school. Show what an abortion is. Show what a birth is. Oh, not a birth, but, you know, what happens when one gets pregnant, go through all the whole gestation period, what happens all the way up to the end, and then in the next class, show what happens in an abortion. Mm-hmm. But they'll never do that, ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe they will, because you got people out there who celebrate it. They know exactly what happens, and they're quite delighted by it.
Yeah. And the other part of this, again, is that I think I was telling you during the break, I recently learned and learning about this morning after pill, if you're not pregnant and you take it, it does all kinds of damage to your system, because your system's looking to expel things that aren't there, and it's looking for hormone levels that aren't there. It's just a real problem, a real issue to deal with. They don't care.
Yeah, basically what they're giving these people is like a supercharged X-lax.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it. All right, yeah.
Doesn't even come in chocolate flavor.
Oh, When she's on stage, and you love to, you can tell how ignorant they are, right? She says, "Oh, I'm devastated and terrified that so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this." This is right after the Dobbs thing, and I'm going, "Okay, really? So you're telling me now? It's easy to say more women die in childbirth than having an abortion, because they're not reporting the abortion deaths. You saw that in your movie, the movie that you did with Gosnell." Right? And that judge who said, I'm not coming up against, you're not going to come up against Roe versus Wade in my courtroom. Well, we're not going to do truth and justice in your courtroom? Really? Seriously?
Yes. Let's just go ahead and sweep that under the rug.
Yeah.
The narrative for this, you know, this to do whatever, it's so funny that these people talk about, you know, they do whatever you want. And at the same time, they're going to be upset and be all me too about these things that have happened to them. They're going to regret these kind of things. Just like, I mean, you got people, you don't hear about the women who regret their abortions. Just the way that they don't want people to hear about people who are regretting going through transgenderism. You know, people that are coming out. But they don't want you to hear that stuff, man. All of this stuff being swept under the rug. But they want you to think that it's a big celebration, man. It's a big festival. Oh, Joe, let me say this really quick, man. There was, I think it was Illinois, where there's a doctor out there saying that we need to have a holiday for the sacrifices that abortion facilitators make. And I was like, man, and that's what these people are doing. It's this concert, this festival, of sacrificing children. Listen to the language that this guy is using. for the sacrifices that we make, and we need to make it a holiday. That's what it's all. That's what child sacrifice has always been, man. It's a festival. It's a holiday, and they bring in the children to sacrifice to Moloch, Chemosh, Baal, whichever, in a festival to their god for fertility or for some sort of prosperity or to make themselves look like they're devoted, all that sort of stuff. And this girl doing this at the behest of the Democrat Party, same stuff. And they think that we're the primitives.
God. I had a Democrat friend get on my case the other day, and I said to her, I said, so where was I wrong? Because I said, look, it is the party of death and destruction. And when you think about it, you know, start off with what's coming up across the border. You know, that they will do absolutely nothing to slow it down, stop it, or even enforce the law. Matter of fact, all DOJ does is sue Texas to stop them from, stopping people from coming over the way they are and to enforce the law. You've got them going after all these school boards and or cities where they won't allow, males, people who were born male, to participate in female sports. They're going after them, right? They're throwing veterans out. They're letting veterans sleep in the street while they take these illegals and put them up in these hotels, and they give them money every month to feed themselves. You go down the whole list, and to your point, if you want to, hating America, it's right there. It's right in your face, but people they're so ideologically tied into their party, they refuse to see it. Or Satan. Pick either one.
Right? Yeah. Voting against something just because they have so much hatred for the other party. And I see that kind of happening on both sides.
It does. Yeah, I agree.
But not too much because, I mean, Democrats do say some pretty far out stuff that it's like, you know what? No, it's not just because you're a Democrat that I do. What you believe is just straight up wrong. And, I don't want to compromise with that. You know, so we need to compromise. No, we don't. I don't want to compromise with people beset on destruction.
I'm with you too. I'm done with the compromising, because here's what happens. For years, all you hear, you get stuff done, you compromise and you do this and you do that and you'll be able to get things. No, actually, no. Go look at every time. Go all the way back to when Reagan, he made the compromise on immigration the first time, right? Total immigration amnesty. I want the wall built. They had all this stuff that they were going to do, that they were called to do. The Dems, after this went through, Pelosi nixed the funding of the wall. She nixed the funding of all that stuff that she promised him. Right? Was that secular saying, once bitten, twice shy? Right? At this point, you shouldn't be within 100 miles of these people. They bit us so many times. Oh, yeah, this is what I want to do with you before I run out of time. Ah, crap. I may be able to. The West Point, one of the most honorable military establishments in the country, actually probably on the planet, the motto is changing. And they've decided, these new age people, have decided that, what is this? Loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage. Yeah, we don't need those anymore. I mean, seriously, the original one had duty, honor, and country. They're taking all of that out. They want to be, more inclusive or more true. You ready for this one? They want to be more true to Army values. So I guess Army values have nothing to do with duty, honor, and country. All right, real quick, because I ate up too much of your time. Tell people where they get your music, where they can see the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and so much more.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and folks can check out my commentary, the Zoloft, the Bible Study, the Zopium Den, our music, Sledge X. Hope you come visit us.
Yeah. Go there. Don't go to these freaktoid entertainers. God bless. All right, Joe. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You got me for the next hour, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.